I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Officials in Lebanon say at least 21 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike Monday. The mayor of the Christian-majority northern town of A2 told Reuters the airstrike hit a house that had been rented to displaced families. The Lebanese Health Ministry says an additional 8 people were injured. Israel has been escalating its campaign against Hezbollah in Lebanon across a UN-drawn boundary between the two countries. The UN Security Council expressed strong concern Monday over Israeli forces firing on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday repeated a call for UN peacekeepers to withdraw from combat zones close to the border with Israel. NATO Secretary General said the alliance will continue to support Ukraine despite threats from Russia. Speaking at NATO's Ukraine mission in Wiesbaden, Germany, Mark Rutte said Monday that the message for Russian President Vladimir Putin is, quote, that we will continue, that we will do what's necessary to make sure that he will not get his way, that Ukraine will prevail. Monday was Rutte's first visit to the Ukraine mission, known as NATO Security Assistance and Training for Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia says it captured a southern Ukraine village in a push before winter comes. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Russia says it's captured the city of Livadny in southern Ukraine. Livadny, in the Zaporizhia region, was seized by the Russians early on during the full-scale invasion, which began on February 24, 2022. But it was recaptured by Ukrainian forces during a counter-offensive in the summer of 2023. Though Russia's gains have been incremental, its steady forward movement is slowly adding up as the Ukrainians are pushed backward. I'm Charles Deledesma.
This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump took their fight for the White House to the critical battleground state of Pennsylvania on Monday. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more on the messages the candidates delivered on opposite ends of the state.
Harris spoke in the northwest corner in Erie and Trump in the southeastern suburbs of Philadelphia. Democrat Harris and Republican Trump both made comments about the cost of housing and groceries, while Trump said lowering the cost of oil will help lower the cost of everything. Trump beat Hillary Clinton by more than 40,000 votes in Pennsylvania on his way to winning the presidency in 2016. But Joe Biden, a Scranton native, beat Trump by about 80,000 votes in the state 4 years ago. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Tensions between Canada and India are growing after Canada expelled India's top envoy and 5 other diplomats from the country Monday. Canadian authorities have linked the diplomats to the murder of a Sikh separatist leader in Canada in June 2023. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Monday the murder is part of a broader effort to target Indian dissidents in Canada.
I think it is obvious that the government of India made a fundamental error in thinking that they could engage in supporting criminal activity against Canadians here on Canadian soil, whether it be murders or extortion or other violent acts. It is absolutely unacceptable for any country, any democracy that upholds the rule of law.
India retaliated by ordering the expulsion of 6 high-ranking Canadian diplomats, including the acting high commissioner. Ties between Canada and India have been frayed since Trudeau announced last year that Canada had evidence linking Indian agents to the assassination of Sikh leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar in the western Canadian province of British Columbia. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. will soon welcome a new pair of panda bears from China. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has that story.
Chinese officials say less than a year after 3 of its pandas were sent back to China, a pair of 3-year-old giant pandas named Bao Li and Qing Bao have left a research facility and will soon be flown to Washington. The National Zoo has a long panda history.
Very cute. I'm a panda lover.
The first pandas from China arrived at the zoo in 1972. Bao Li means precious vigor and Qing Bao, green treasure. When they arrive is still up in the air. There will likely be an extended quarantine and acclimation period before they are introduced to the public. Ed Donahue, Washington.
That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.